I mean, to you, on Christmas Day, what would you say? Just for a greeting.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Either one.
Yeah.
If you have to carry a suitcase from place to place, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far. I'm glad I don't have to
carry this very far. I told you.
Either right. One. Mm-hmm. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell, lives in water, it can pull on its legs?
A who?
A little creature with a hard shell.
You mean turtle?
A turtle? And do you have any other name for it?
Well, some of them is box turtles, and some of them is snapping turtles, some of them soft shell turtles.
How about if he lives on land, what do you call him?
He's a gopher.
He's a gopher. Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Egg. Yelp.
It's the center part. Mm-hmm. What do you call this part of a man's body?
Breast.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a small flat-bottomed craft that you use on rivers or ponds?
Kind of a, some they call them boats, some call them flats and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Canoes.
How about a covering for a pillow? Do you put a pillow into a... you take a pillow and you put it into what kind of cloth?
Well, it's just a kind of bed take stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you put the pillow into?
Cotton or canvas?
Well, no, that's inside the pillow, but suppose you take a pillow and
oh, you mean
shake
a pillow case.
A pillow case.
Yeah.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty flood of beads.
Beautiful beads or something like that.
Do you ever say, what do you call the beads themselves? Just beads? Mm-hmm. Not a string or...
Well, no, not anything in particular.
Mm-hmm. Two men have a fight, and the one really defeats the other one pretty badly. You say, that man really what to the other one?
I don't use that line.
Do you ever say stomp?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say stomp?
Stomp.
Did that man really stomped him?
Oh, yes, there's a lot of them now. Yeah.
Thrash, trounce.
I don't use bad language of no kind.
What do you call the lower part of a man's leg from here on? Right
down
here.
Below here?
No, right up in here.
That's a muscle. Thigh. Down here is the calf leg.
Suppose he's squatting. Suppose he's just down on his, like this. You say he's down on his...
Down on his feet.
On his feet. You don't say hunker.
Yeah, well, some people do, but the general thing is right. Just sitting on his feet then.
Mm-hmm. And what are some words that mean a stingy person?
Huh?
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Right.
You might say he wants to turn loose a penny. He never wants to turn loose a penny.
Right, right.
He's very, okay. You ever call him anything else?
Stingy.
Stingy, uh-huh. Suppose that somebody wears funny looking clothes. You say he really looks...
Tacky.
Tacky, uh-huh. Would you say the same thing about a woman?
Yeah, I sure would. And a lot of them go very tacky now.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? Easter Sunday, you say she's all...
Very nicely dressed, then.
You say she's all dolled up, or...
Very nicely dressed.
Just nicely dressed.